We continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Toledo pulls away from Bowling Green and posts a 101-75 victory tonight. Head coach Michael Huger joins us now to discuss this game. And coach, before the game, we talked about needing to get off to a decent start on the road, and you actually did. The first 8 minutes, you had the lead most of that time, and then things started to get away. What changed at that point that allowed Toledo to get it going?
They started to make shots. Our defense started to break down. We talked about not giving up the threes and how to take them away, and we did the right thing early, and then we started to fade and not do what we were supposed to do, and they were able to get those threes off, and that's what got them started. And then the drives, Fletcher was very good. He was very, very good. So all credit goes to those guys.
Yeah, Trayshawn Fletcher, he's the quintessential tough cover. I mean, at 6'7", he's able to put the ball on the deck, and I guess you would say you never really found a matchup to slow him down.
No, we did some things better in the second half, but you know, it still wasn't enough. He was still able to get loose and transition a little bit, and he's very good, very good.
Early on, you went inside to DiMaggio with some pretty good success, as I talked about the first 8 minutes. Did something change there that you weren't able to get the ball to him, or was it just because you fell behind so much that maybe that got lost?
No, we got him the ball, and, we made some shots, and, we got to defend as well. So we got to play on both ends, and we just stopped getting the ball, and I don't know what happened there, so.
Energy and, I guess, intensity maybe when you get down big sometimes gets away from you, but I thought Daquan Plowden tonight came in and gave you a boost at times. Talk about his intensity and effort tonight.
Oh, our young guys came in and played extremely hard, and that's what it's about. You know, we got to play hard all the time, every possession, and we got to do it on the defensive end. You know, for us to be successful offensively, we got to do it defensively, and when we don't do it on the defensive end, we struggle offensively, and that's what happened tonight. We weren't able to sustain the defense. We scored 75 points, which is enough to win the game, but you can't give up 101. But it all starts on the defensive end, and we got to do a much better job defensively. We got to be tougher defensively. Daquan and Derek and those guys brought that intensity to the game for us. You know, as freshmen, they did a great job in coming in. You know, we were down one with Nelly coming, so Dylan played a little bit more point. Today he did a really good job with that, but everything still starts with the defense and ends with the defense, and until we can get that corrected, the offense is going to struggle as well.
Coach, seemed like maybe part of the problem with the defense when Toledo got on their roll, whoever got the rebound brought it up the floor themselves, and seemed like that got you off kilter defensively, didn't stop the ball immediately, and then guys weren't really in position. Toledo hurt you with that for a while.
Actually, no, they didn't. They hurt us more with ball screen coverage. They were able to get where they wanted to get out of the ball screen, and that was the real issue there. It wasn't in transition, as you see. They only scored fast break points. They got four. Oh, two, actually. So it wasn't really the fast break that they hurt us with, more so than the pick and roll coverage. So that was the thing that hurt us the most. And the young guys did a great job of doing what they were supposed to do. And we were able to slow them down a little bit in the second half. I think we played to even. We lost by two in the second half. So it shows that those guys did what they were supposed to do. And that's what it's about.
Well, Coach, clearly now your team has to be maybe fighting themselves. Is that also something you got to try and overcome now with a three-game losing streak here and losing to your rival? Sometimes this thing can kind of compound and build on itself, and this team needs to find a little spark.
No, it's one game at a time. So we're not looking at, hey, we lost three in a row. Up next is Ohio. So that's all that matters right now. This is behind us. There's nothing we can do. We can't go back and play it again. We can't say bring all the fans back, bring the players back, and let's start over. It's over. So now we got to focus on Ohio. We got to look at some things that we didn't do correctly in this, and we got to correct it. And we got to get ready for Ohio. And that's what it's about right now. You know, with a young team, you can't you can't keep harping on this and beating them over the head, because then they lose confidence. And you want to keep them as confident as possible. So that's where we at right now, is trying to get that confidence back up, and everything starts with the defense.
Coach, hopefully we'll get back on track Tuesday night. You'll be home for Ohio. We appreciate you joining us here after the game.
Thank you.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us in our Wood County Hospital postgame show.